I think, you know, pretty much of the same. If he goes out there and starts hot, expect us to ride that, you know, to more success.
You guys have been pretty solid as an offense all year without a consistent running game. How much more effective can you be now that you have yourself and James Starks really getting on track this time of year?
Well, you know, I think our offense has weapons all over the board, and you know, as long as everybody's clicking, it opens everything up for, you know, the receivers and the tight ends too. So, I mean, it all works together.
What impresses you in the two playoff games you've had with Aaron about his demeanor and his ability to execute under pressure in the playoffs?
Well, he's unflappable. He's played in two playoff games now, and we had to come back from behind in one, and he stole the lead early and kind of ran away with it a little bit in another one. So, I mean, he doesn't really blink an eye to pressure too much.
And you guys, it seems like you want to say you're the short yardage guy and maybe helping James out now in the fullback, but I don't know if you can pinpoint a role for each and every one of you because you've all done a little bit of everything. Does that make you guys a dangerous backfield, an unpredictable backfield?
Well, I've been trying to say that all year. Yeah. AB doesn't coach us to play one certain position. He coaches us to play them all, and we go out there, and I think it keeps defenses on their heels a little bit. They don't really know what to expect.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, I do. I played with him for 3 years at Shippensburg.
Do you guys keep in touch at all? I'm sure not.
Yeah, no. We chat every now and then. It's been a little far and few in between since we've both been so busy playing. But you know, he's a good player and he's a good guy too. And I know he's going to be ready for us, and we're going to be ready for him.
Is there some pride in, you know, seeing another guy from your school make it and be a major
contributor? Yeah, no, it feels good. It's definitely something that we both take a lot of pride in. And, you know, we'll talk to each other a little bit after the game and wish whoever is successful good luck from then on out.
Against this is about the Georgia Dome that is so difficult for teams to go in and get a run win down there.
Well, the fans are loud, and the team's very poised. They play very well at home. They don't get out of their game. They can stay in their game. They can play defense and get a little bit of a lead and stick to that run game and behind the fans. If they get the fans in there early, it makes it a tough place for the offense to execute.
John, in their loss to the Saints, they started shooting Babineau a lot. It looked like it was uncharacteristic for their defense how much they were going after Reese. Do you guys think that they'll still be more of a coverage defense, or that you're going to be called upon to be, you know, protecting Aaron?
I think it's all going to depend on how the game goes. Last time we played them, they didn't blitz us as much as they've been blitzing lately. But, you know, that's subject to change. They're a good team with good coordinators, and they're going to have something for us to make adjustments to on the sideline.